You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education. Coronavirus stimulus bill vote may happen this week, contact tracing apps fall short in the U.S., and drug developers commit to making a vaccine safely. Here's what you should know. The Senate returned from its August recess Tuesday, and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said that they may vote on a coronavirus stimulus bill as early as this week. So far, the two parties have failed to reach a joint agreement about what the bill should include, with Democrats pushing for at least $2.2 trillion in federal funding, while Republicans have not agreed to go north of $1.3 trillion. In countries like Switzerland, digital contact tracing has measurably decreased the spread of COVID-19. But in the U.S., despite early enthusiasm for the technology and its potential, a decentralized, state-by-state technological approach and woefully inadequate testing have prevented contact tracing apps from fulfilling their promise. A group of nine vaccine developers and industry rivals, including Moderna and Pfizer, made a joint statement Tuesday upholding their commitment not to bypass any safety standards in the rush to produce an effective coronavirus vaccine. All signatories promised that they won't seek FDA approval until rigorous Phase 3 trials have been completed. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.